Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Ha'azinu, we have four psukim. In the last Aliyah, we heard that Hashem was going to redeem His people, and this Aliyah continues that topic. In the end of days, Hashem will punish the nations that oppressed B'nai Yisrael throughout the ages. And when that happens, the nations of the world will sing the praises of B'nai Yisrael. And with this message, the song and the nevuah of Ha'azinu, not the Parsha, but the nevuah, concludes. Now, according to Rabbeinu Bachir ben Asher, who died in 1340, the song of Ha'azinu up until this Aliyah involved Moshe giving Musar and nevuah to B'nai Yisrael and a description of Hashem exacting punishment on all those who oppressed us. And often in the parasha, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, Moshe spoke in the name of Hashem. But in this Aliyah, says Rabbeinu Bachya, Hashem Himself speaks, and Hashem Himself promises to bring the Geula. And it is in that vein that we read the following pasuk in our Aliyah, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Mem, Ki Esa El Shamayim Yadi, V'yamarti Chai Anochi Leolam. I lift my hand to heaven and say, I am life forever, or I live forever. And Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, and other Mefarshim say that this is a promise, an oath from Hashem, Hashem Himself, Hashem lifting His hand, so to speak, to take an oath, a promise from Hashem that the Geula will come. We see a similar language in Sefer Daniel, and we see similar language in Sefer Shmot in Parshat Va'era, in Shmot Perek Vav Pasuk Chet, when Hashem promises B'nai Yisrael that He will bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'heveti etchem el ha'aretz asher nasati et yadi latet ota la'avraham litzchak li'akov, etc. Hashem says, I'll bring you to the land that I promised, that I raised my hand and took an oath that I would bring and I'll give you that land to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as an inheritance. There is a sefer called Shivat Tzion. It was written by Rav Avram Yaakov Slutsky in 1891. The sefer is a collection of articles written by Gedolim of that time, B'Shevach Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The book is available on HebrewBooks.org. In that book, there is an essay by the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, and the essay is called Acharit Kibreshit. And there, it's on page 18 of Shivat Zion, the Netziv says that our job is to believe in Hashem. Our job is to believe that Hashem will keep His promise that we hear all over Tanakh and also in our Aliyah, Ki Esayel Shamayim Yadi V'yamarti Chai Anochi Leolam. And says the Netziv, and even if the Geula does not seem to appear the way we think it will appear one way, or if we think it'll appear this way, and it appears different than we expected it, not to worry, says the Netziv, V'ein lanu lihitchakem lemor ki nitzrach liyot b'ofen acher. Says the Netziv, our job is to believe in Hashem, and we can't get too smart, so to speak. Oh, no. I thought the Geula was going to look like this. The Netziv says, no. We have to believe that the Geula will come, whether we think it'll look like this or like that. And says the Netziv, that is the way the Geula in Mitzrayim happened. Says the Netziv, B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim never heard of Moshe. They thought the Geula was going to come through Aaron. They knew Aaron. They don't know who Moshe is. But the Geula, says the Netziv, will not necessarily come the way we expect it. The Netziv quotes the Navi Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Hei Pasuk Vav, Ki lo machshevotai machshevotechem, velo darchechem derachai ne'um Hashem. The way I think, says God, is not the way you think, and my ways are not necessarily your ways. Rather, says the Netziv, Hashem promised throughout Tanakh and in our Aliyah as well, Hashem promised the Geula will come in whatever form and whatever process He wants, Not the process that we think is going to happen, or the form that we think is going, that it's going to take. We must believe in Hashem. He took an oath, and we believe He will keep His promise. May we be zocheh to see the geula shleima in whatever form Hashem decides it will take. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everyone.